but this book even sharper. What's beyond gold? We'll call it platinum. The third thing a parable needs to work is authentic humanity. People learn through stories, and for a story to work, it has to draw you in. If the characters are cardboard cutouts, shallow stand-ins for points the author wants to make, the story devolves into a thinly veiled PowerPoint. We need to care about these characters and what happens to them, because if we don't resonate with their story, we don't get drawn in and the wisdom doesn't stick. Even in the simplest of fables, for the thing to work, the characters have to be real. Think of Aesop's cocksure hare and plodding tortoise. The flawed brothers of the prodigal son parable, the sanctimonious priest and Levite from the parable of the Good Samaritan. Even stubborn Hem and affable Haw, the little people from Who Moved My Cheese, are strikingly human and distinct from one another. In The Hidden Heist, you'll meet and fall in love with, or at the very least in fascination with, Alden Beckett, the man with a mysterious past who knows more than he should. Carl, whose quick temper serves to cover a deepening desperation. Conflicted Bobby, who's got a story of his own to hide. Quick-witted Gabrielle, one of only three female SWAT team commanders in the Lone Star State, and a dozen others, everyone as unforgettable as the last. And have I mentioned the ingenious setting where this all takes place? Pat Lencioni sets his parables in realistic business settings. David Bach and I opened the Latte Factor in the heart of New York City's financial district at 9/11's Ground Zero. Spencer Johnson put his two mice and two mouse-sized dudes in the heart of a maze in an undisclosed location, like a parabolic rendition. But Bill and Jeff have done something I'd never seen before, and I'm pretty sure I'll never see again. They've set their parable at the point of a gun, in a vault, in the midst of a bank robbery. Jeff calls it the Breakfast Club meets Dog Day Afternoon. Only funnier. Its humor is undeniable, and so is its wisdom. John David Mann, co-author of The Go-Giver and The Latte Factor. Preface, read by the authors.
Hello, this is Bill Cates. I believe that every human being deserves to make educated financial decisions that are in their best interest. This belief has turned into my mission. For 30 years, I've helped financial professionals of many types attract and serve more clients, guiding those clients to making crucial decisions around money. And in that way, I have furthered my mission. And while I continue to serve financial professionals with my systems to attract the right clients for them, this book marks a significant step in the expansion of my mission, directly reaching more individuals with perspectives and action steps to build a healthier relationship with money. To my mind, there are two key steps to improve our relationship with money. The first is education, often called financial literacy. Knowing how money works can have a significant impact on one's ability to make better money decisions. The other is self-awareness, especially understanding how our limiting beliefs and mistaken assumptions shape our relationship with money. By gaining knowledge and reshaping our mindset, we put ourselves in place to develop better beliefs, feelings, and actions. From there, we can grow our wealth and achieve financial independence for ourselves, those we care about, and even future generations.
Over the years, I've witnessed countless people make two big money mistakes. First, they believed wealth building was reserved for other people, not them. Second, they had no real plan for how they handled their money day to day. The result? Financial stress that lasted for years, strained relationships, often ending with broken marriages, and families struggling unnecessarily. So when one of my heroes, Bill Cates, suggested we write a parable together about the myths, missteps, and mindset shifts needed for financial success, I didn't hesitate. In fact, I might have said yes before he finished his sentence. This book is not about get-rich-quick schemes or complicated financial jargon. It's about real, practical habits that can change your financial future. And since stories stick with us far